Welcome to a bookshop, in this case Eason's bookshop in Ballincollig in Ireland, well, quite near Cork City. And I'm standing in front of the fiction section and I'm looking for a book I don't know. In fact, I'm looking for a book by an author I've never ever heard of and who's new. And I suppose let me start with an Irish one. I'll go to the Irish fiction section and find a book I've never heard of, and I'm going to read you the very first paragraph in the book. And trouble with me is that I have no idea if these books are well known. I'm looking for somebody who nobody's ever heard of before, so that hopefully one that you certainly haven't read. I'm wandering down here. I'm not looking for bestsellers. I'm getting away from the bestsellers. I'm looking for a heading in this bookshop that says new books. And by implication, you know, unknown authors who may only write one book in their entire life. Anyway, look, I'm going into the Irish fiction and I'm looking for somebody who I've never heard of. And there she is. There she is. There she is. I have never heard of this author. Her name is Kate Kerrigan, K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N. She's written a book called City of Hope. And it says on the cover, from the best-selling author of Ellis Island. So she's not, but I picked it up and I can't put it down. I can't put it down, so I'm going to read you the first paragraph of City of Hope by Kate Kerrigan. And before I get to the first paragraph, I notice William Wordsworth, extract from Intimations of Immortality from Recollections of Early Childhood. And I'm going to quote you some Wordsworth. This is from the sort of before you get to the first page. Thanks to the human heart by which we live, thanks to its tenderness, its joys and fears. To me, the meanest flower that blows can give thoughts that do often lie too deep for tears. Oh, Wordsworth was the man, wasn't he? Okay, here we go. Page 1. Prologue, Ireland, 1930. The church was packed. Usually, if we were late, we sneaked in the back door and sat in the side pews, which were neutral ground. The front pews were where the big shots sat. The doctors, teachers, dignitaries, and the wealthier local business people. As successful shopkeepers, my husband John and I fell into the latter category, but we rarely took up our seats of privilege, opting instead to bury ourselves in the middle aisles among our country neighbours. This Sunday, with the distraction of my recent pregnancy, we went straight to the front door without thinking. Thus starts the book, The City of Hope, published by Pan, on sale here in Easons for €8.99. That's €8.99. The ISBN number is as follows. You got your pencil ready? 9780330516990. Published by Pan Macmillan in the UK at £7.99. And the book was first published by Macmillan in 2011. And I'm reading from the edition published in 2012 by Pan Books. That's it. Kate Kerrigan. Okay. Now, what I've realized by doing this start of an intention to do this with many authors is that I've come to the paperback section. And in the paperback section, you get the books that have been previously published. In future, I'm going to go to the hardback section. Because I want to find stuff that is so fresh that you might not have read it. Okay, that's it. The very first audiobook in a new and occasional series, with special thanks to Pilgrim Chris, and he knows why I'm thanking him. Bye-bye.